Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
You know, every parent dreads those first few weeks of having a new baby, the sleep loss that you hear about, that you think about, that you worry about, and then it actually happens. Those first few months of baby's life can be as tough on the parents as any other part in a child's life. My guest is Dr. Robert Mendelson. He's a general pediatrician and a spokesman for the American Academy of Pediatrics. So when we're putting our babies to sleep, the first few nights, maybe it's an hour or two every couple hours. Maybe you get lucky and that first night it's like 5 hours and you're like, woohoo, easy baby. And then it goes downhill from there. So what do you recommend for baby? Let's start with newborns and work our way up for infant sleep issues.
The sleep issues that parents tell us about, and you mentioned it, are usually the fact that parents aren't getting enough sleep. That's what changes when they have a baby to take care of after the nine-month pregnancy. And the concern is that some parents are monitoring their children every minute, listening to the breathing patterns, and as soon as the baby begins to fuss a little, the mom or dad goes in and checks it, whereas the best thing to do is allow the baby a few minutes to self-quiet. If the baby quiets down, then they're not hungry, they generally don't have a full diaper, and they go back to sleep. The self-quieting issue is a good thing. If the baby is really having some sleep problems, and that can happen, then the next step is the parent can go in and put a hand on the baby, quiet the baby, let the baby hear their voice rather than picking them up every time they fuss. This eventually works into this kind of self-quieting behavior that parents really appreciate and pediatricians too.
Well, I know. I mean, I was at first one of those nutty parents with a video monitor, you know, yeah. And of course I never slept as a result of it.
Exactly.
But, you know, there's that whole big, do you let the baby fuss a little? When is it that you can expect your baby to start sleeping through the night? And is it something you can help your baby do?
That's a great question, Melanie, and one of the ways that is what we've already talked about, and that is the getting them to sort of, giving them an opportunity to self-quiet when they can. We know that babies have dreams. We don't know what they're dreaming about. None of them have been able to tell us yet, they're dreaming, and a lot of times they'll be a little fussy. They're really still asleep. A video monitor, I think, is something that, as you say, keeps parents awake. An audio monitor is perfectly acceptable in the first few days, weeks, or months of life, especially the first-time parents. It's something they're not experienced with, and therefore they have to be sure in their own minds that everything is okay. Frankly, as you have two or three kids, it gets a lot easier because you know that these are healthy children that are going to do well and that do not need your constant attention and presence, especially at night. The number of hours that a baby sleeps seems to be directly related to how big the baby is. The smaller babies need to eat more often and therefore sleep less often, less long, whereas the bigger babies and as babies grow up, their sleep hours increase, and that's exactly what you want to happen.
So, I was done with the video trainer by the time I had my second child, but
right.
Just a little word of warning to parents out there who do those video monitors. I saw another baby on mine once, and it was a neighbor's. It was like one of those, you know how you've heard things through another monitor, you hear a baby down the street. I saw another baby, and so it was absolutely, that's when I stopped using it, because
yeah.
it really can freak a parent out. Now, Dr. Mendelson, you know, the words are out there. I argued with friends incessantly. We all argued about this. When do you let a baby cry? When do you let them cry it out? It was for me at 4 months. My doctor went by and put her fingers in her ears going, la, 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 when I said, when can I? And she said, now, and for as long as you want. My friend's doctor disagreed with that. What do you say about that? Letting them cry it out, letting them learn to self-soothe. How long do you let them cry it out? Do you agree with that?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, I do, and you said it exactly. Parents are different. Some parents absolutely cannot let their babies cry, especially at the beginning, the first few months of life. And there isn't a specific time. There's a specific time when a parent is comfortable knowing that the cry is healthy, that the baby is healthy, and then you give the baby X number of minutes. And that's, again, you know, that's what mom said. How long can I let him sleep? How long can I let him cry until they go back to sleep? And the answer very often is as long as you can stand it. This is part of the self-quieting thing that we've been talking about. And it has to be individualized to the parent. The parent who is very anxious, the mom that had a difficult pregnancy, the first parents, these particular people are the ones that are the most concerned and find that they have the most trouble letting their babies cry themselves back to sleep.
Well, and you know, it worked for me. It was like only a couple of days of that terrible sound, and then it softened up, right. And then my babies were sleeping beautifully. Then it started back up again like a month or two later, and then again, we had to do it a second time, but that's what my doctor told me to do. And some parents, as you say, it's about how you can tolerate it, because it really is hard to hear your baby cry. When they're about 1 year old, Dr. Mendelsohn, they should technically be sleeping through the night, correct?
Well, it depends on your definition of through the night, Melanie. For some parents, through the night is 4 hours. For some parents, through the night is 8 hours. So I don't use that term anymore. I try to tell them that what you have to do as a parent is to be sure that the baby's needs are met. The baby isn't cold. The baby isn't poopy. The baby isn't hungry. And if you are sure that all of those needs are met, then it's okay to let the baby cry as long as you can tolerate it. And then, as I say, the touching and the hearing of your voice very often is a way to wean the baby away from your picking them up and your skin-to-skin contact and skin-to-skin presence with the baby. So that's what I recommend next is you go in, you touch the baby, you soothe them, you stroke them a little bit, and very often they'll calm down. Then the next step is to let them know you're there and hear your voice. And that is a good way to wean them slowly and also to wean the parent to know that everything is really okay when the baby's crying.
Another source, we only have a minute left, but another source of controversy among parents is when to put a little child to bed. I am like a policeman when it comes to that. My little babies were going to bed at 6:30, and still to this day, 7:30, 8 o'clock, they are in bed at 12 years old. And they sleep a good long 10 and 11 hours. But some parents say, no, I'm going to let them stay up till 10, and then they'll sleep a little later in the morning. What do you think?
Well, the most important thing is the parent's schedule. So many parents are both working or the dad doesn't come home till late and wants some baby time. So I investigate that before I even begin to make a recommendation I try to get the baby to fit into the pattern where the parents can spend as much of the baby's waking hours with them as possible. So in every family, it's different. You're right. By the time the baby is a year old, they should be self-calming and they should be sleeping longer and longer through the night. To me, through the night, if you can get 8 hours, it's a good thing. If they sleep 10 hours, it's a blessing.
It's a blessing. And in the last 20 seconds or so, your best advice for getting your baby to sleep?
Well, the best advice, as I say, is to remember that crying and fussing is a normal thing, and you have to be absolutely sure in your own mind, whatever it takes to do that, that the baby's needs are met, that they're not wet, they're not dirty, and that they're not cold, which is something some babies kick off the covers and get cold. All those things. If the needs are met, then it's up to how long the parent can stand the crying.
Well, it certainly is, and you're listening to Healthy Children on Radio MD, and our expert guests are provided by the American Academy of Pediatrics. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD and Healthy Children. Stay well.